Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on to your next topic, we just want to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. Plus, there are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership, and it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor FM to get started.
Hello, After Buzzers, and welcome to Spotlight On. I have the amazing Lilith Karadanyan here with me in studio, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
begin. Yay! Lilith, here you guys! I am so excited. I'm your host, Louisa Sharamatsian, and I am joined by the Armenian superstar, Lilith Karadanyan, you guys. So she is a makeup artist, a influencer, a creator, a CEO, a reader, everything that she is. I'm so excited. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here. I'm so excited.
I know. It's so funny. Like, when you text someone, you're like, you already know them so much, right?
Right.
And I, the first time we met years ago, I feel like even though we don't talk every day, we have that bond.
Yes.
So I'm so excited. So this is Spotlight On. We kind of talk about your career, how it started, how it began, and all that good stuff. I do want to mention we are live on the chat. So if you guys have any questions, go ahead and send the questions in, and I will definitely try to answer. Well, Lilith will try to answer your questions. Okay, so Lilith, how does one become Lilith?
Oh man, you know what? It's funny that you start with that because I feel like I was makeup by Lilith for such a long time,
yeah.
And to transition into like who I really am, Lilith,
yeah.
Like it was a hard transition because that's how people would introduce me, that's
yeah.
how people would welcome me, and now it's just Lilith. So I know, it's just my name, but
yeah.
at the end of the day, I just felt like, okay, I think I need to detach from Makeup by Lilith.
So. Because it was kind of focused more on makeup, but now it's more of influencer, mom,
yeah.
wife, and all that
yeah.
stuff,
it's
right?
everything under the umbrella.
Yeah.
So I felt like makeup was just kind of like, Makeup by was just kind of limiting me, and I feel like I've broken out of that shell a little bit, and I've come a long way with that. So it was a big part of my life, 10,
yeah.
10, 15 years part of my life. But
yeah, but yeah. you know what? For the 15 years, you kind of build it to something that it's so non-invisible where it's everywhere. So you can
yeah.
kind of like seamlessly make your transition to Lilith and be Lilith on its own feet.
Yes, yes.
You know?
Yes. I hope, you know, people are happy with who I am today. Some people still want me to stick to the Makeup by Lilith because they still want to see the makeup tutorials.
Yeah.
They still want to book the bridal appointments. You know, but I try to balance it all out the best way I can.
You do the tutorials, though. You are.
I do. I try.
You are amazing on Instagram.
Thank you.
You know, you go live. You incorporate your family. You know, you answer questions. So, you know, mm-hmm. props to you.
Thank you.
But
Thank
I kind
you.
Of want to rewind and
okay.
talk about how you first found your love for makeup, because back in the day, if I'm not wrong, you used to work at Disney.
Yes.
So how was that? You went to college, you were
yes.
like a corporate kind of woman, or how did it all
yeah,
begin?
Yeah, you know, I thought the American dream was getting your degree and climbing up the ladder in the corporate world
yeah.
until I realized I'm just like dreaming about beauty and blogging about beauty every spare moment I have,
mm-hmm.
and during the day I'm in a cubicle that I'm not really happy in.
Yeah.
So I realized, you know what, I have my degree, I have everything that I need to protect myself
mm-hmm.
with.
Security.
Boring, you know?
Security.
Yes. Unfortunately, you know,
yes, yeah.
some people have to. You have to.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
lucky
yeah.
for me, we were talking about it earlier, I'm
yeah.
Armenian. I was able
yes.
to live under my parents' roof and have their support and being able to break away and,
yeah,
and do something
not pay
on my
rent.
Own. Yeah.
It's true, you guys.
Yeah.
You know, they don't make us pay rent, thankfully.
Yeah.
So we can fully, like, kind of go forward with a career that's not secure at first, but you're so passionate about it, just the money just comes in.
Exactly.
You know?
And for me, it was just, initially, it wasn't about the money.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it still isn't about the money. My passion comes first. But, you know, I think that if you want to pursue your passion, you got to think about, you know, all the reasons you love it first versus, like, making money. Of course, it's a living that we
yeah.
still have to do. No one's giving you a promotion. You got to work to climb up that ladder
yeah.
on your own. That's why you got to work twice as hard. It's not easy. But at the same time, I just felt like that's where my happiness was, to be doing something that I love to do, that I don't mind doing every spare minute of my day.
Yeah.
Versus a cubicle that I just... I was punching a number. Yeah. I was financial analyst. So, like...
At Disney, wow.
So different,
yeah,
right?
Just to add, it's so funny. One of my Facebook followers and former clients at Deluxe Media, his name is Theo. Theo Gluck.
Oh, my gosh. Theo Gluck.
He messaged me. He's like, I used to work with Lilith.
Oh, how funny. Hi, Theo. Oh, my God.
Theo,
I don't know where to say hi.
Theo, you can just say hi right there.
Hi, Theo. He was amazing at what he did. Oh my gosh. He's been there for a very long time and one of the most skilled
people there. OG in everything. He is a director of restoration.
Yes.
And when I used to work at Deluxe Media years ago, he was one of our clients. So he would come in. So that's how we met.
Deluxe. Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
He would restore all... So basically what he would do is restore all the old animated movies.
Cool.
He's so talented. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that amazing? What a small world.
I haven't seen him in a decade. That's amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Social media.
That is awesome. Okay, so... Let's say you left Disney, right? So what was your first initial step? Was it like, I want to open my salon? Or no, you're like, let me just take some clients or...
You know, I always thought about, like, I want my own place, but I just didn't have, like, the security to be able to do that. So I did makeup on the side for 10 years before I decided to step forward and do beauty, like solely beauty.
Oh my God.
So
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years. I worked out of my parents' garage.
Hell
and,
yeah.
You know, 5 a.m. till like God knows 10 p.m.
Yeah.
Every single weekend. And I was doing my master's at the same time in business.
You have your master's too?
I do. Yeah.
Oh my God, you do it
so
all.
While I was at Disney, I thought, you know, this is a great opportunity to be able to do this and you know, have my degree and climb up that corporate ladder in Disney. But then I had my degree.
Woodbury, by the way.
Woodbury.
Shout out to Woodbury.
Yes. Oh, that's right. You went to Woodbury,
no,
too,
I went
right?
to Cal State LA.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But Woodbury is a great school.
It is. It's a great school. And for me, it was about close convenience. I had two jobs.
Yeah.
So it was a great school. And I'm very happy I went there. Some of the best educators and influential people in my life. So I decided, you know what? There was a point in my life I just wasn't happy being there anymore.
It wasn't feeding your soul.
It just wasn't exactly.
Yeah.
It wasn't feeding my soul. I just felt like I'm just such a creative person and I was doing something I thought I needed to do versus doing something I wanted to do.
Mm. Preach.
So, yes.
Girl.
So, you know what? Do you believe in like the power of, you know, you put something out in the world, you know, the secret. You put something out in the world, you get it. And I think I put it out there that I wasn't happy.
Yeah.
So I found out there was going to be a layoff happening within Disney.
Wow.
And then I was like, I'm going to go. Like, I know I'm going to go. And everyone in my department, they're like, it's not our department. Like, why would you say that? I'm like, I've told a VP I'm not happy. You know,
wow.
I mean, I'm going to be the first to go. And my manager would say, don't say that. So lo and behold, out of the entire floor, I was the only one that got laid off.
Wow. You manifested that.
I did.
That's why you
manifested it.
You put it out there.
I cried because it was such a change, but then I was so happy. I was so relieved that I was like, someone needed to like kick me and push me so I can actually do what I want to do.
Wow.
So that's when I decided, I think it was about 8 years ago, that, you know what, I'm going to leave and I'm going to open my own place. And that's when I started looking.
Yeah.
And I found a small spot that was big enough for me,
mm-hmm.
and I started teaching classes. Just
the Riverside one, right?
The Riverside.
You did my makeup for my brother's engagement.
Was it? Did I only do your makeup one time?
I think two times.
Okay, but I remembered
still,
you because you have such a strong personality, and you're so smiley that I right away remembered you when you messaged me. But yeah, it was small, but it was like my home.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I did one day seminars, and then seminars turned into courses, and then it started to get really busy, and then I had more artists and more stylists working there, so we decided to move into a bigger location because it was just, there were so many of us in there. So then that's when I moved to the Ventura location.
Yeah,
and
which
it's
I've
been about
there
4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been about 4 years now. And while I was teaching, I would get a lot of questions from my customers. So
mm-hmm.
my customers became the inspiration behind creating my brand.
Wow.
But the first question I would always get is, you know, what's the best foundation? And I found myself like interviewing
mm-hmm.
them. Well, what kind of skin do you have? Do you
yeah.
want full coverage, light coverage?
Yeah,
are you
yeah,
oily,
yeah.
are you dry? And it was just, I had to tackle down in all the products that I would try. And I was a product junkie to kind of give my recommendation.
Personal testimony.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So at some point I was like, it's got to be easier than that. It's got to be easier. Like there's got to be a one size fits all foundation.
Yeah.
And that's when I was inspired to create my own brand, and that's where I started.
Which was
Foundations. Yes.
But, you know, before we talk about LC, I want to say you are, like, the pioneer of makeup classes. Do you
know
you've launched so many careers? How does that make you feel?
Because
you have. You've
I'm
launched,
so happy. Yeah.
You've launched a lot of careers for a lot of women, maybe men, makeup artists. Do you feel like, oh, my God, I did that? Do you ever feel like this internal kind of like, I feel like I'm leaving something to this world, like tools, you know?
Yes. Honestly, starting from my students, starting from my students who become successful and start doing great things, I follow all of them. And that's what, like, makes me happy that, my God, I had a part in her career, you know? Whether I've inspired people to start teaching or not, I never really do that, to be honest with you. I don't stop, look back, like, who have I inspired?
Yeah.
Like, who followed? Like, I never did that. For me, it was just like, what's next? I got to keep going. I got to do more. It's not enough. I'm not touching enough people. I'm not inspiring enough people. I got to do it on a bigger realm, right? So working on one client at a time was not enough for me. I wanted to have an impact as a whole. So I feel like building my cosmetics brand inspired people who are beauty junkies or makeup artists. Hey, I can start something of my own too.
It's incredible.
And I think that was the biggest part of me that I'm thankful for.
Yeah, and like you even include your family in it too. My sister-in-law took classes with Armine.
Yes.
And she's a makeup artist too. Glam by Greta. Follow her.
She's amazing.
She did my face today.
Yeah.
Hi, Armine.
And I found out I did her wedding makeup.
Yes.
So I'm everywhere, girl.
Your mom did my sister-in-law's mom's hair.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
On her wedding.
My whole family's in this. I've dragged my entire family. Actually,
and I love it.
My mom first dragged me in.
I love it.
Because she did hair for like 40 years.
So come on. It's like in the blood.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
it's Armenian instilled
yes,
in you.
Yes, exactly.
So your mom was in the business.
My mom was in the
oh
hair business. And when I told her I want to open my own studio, she was not for it.
Oh
because she was a lady in her 50s who decided to open her own salon with broken English.
Of course.
Doesn't know marketing, doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
And she thought, like, what are you doing? You know, you're at Disney, you're making money with a pen and a paper.
Yeah.
This is hard work. It's physical labor.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't want to just work to pay rent.
Mm-hmm.
So just be smart. And my dad was like, do it. My dad was like, do it. Like, so supportive. I was like, Mom, I know marketing. I know English. You know, there's a very big gap in our, you know, the times that we did it.
Oh,
in.
Absolutely.
And so I made sure that I was safe when I opened my place. I was booked a year in advance.
Are you serious?
Yeah. With clients, with students. So that gave me the confidence.
So that was your cushion, kind of.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow, Lilith.
So,
like, your routine is crazy. Like, that's
it
one
is,
of that's one of my next questions. Like, I really want to talk about LC and how it started, but your routine is insane. Like, I follow you on Instagram. You wake up early. You drink her with lemon water.
Yes.
Clearly, you're obsessed with juicing.
Yes. Yes. It's a new obsession of mine, for sure.
Yeah. Juicing, reading. We'll talk about books, too. I love to read as But what is your daily routine like? How do you make time for everything? Because you have a family, and I'm going to have my producer pull up a picture of your beautiful family. It's actually... Oh,
aww.
Right there. Awesome.
My
we
babies.
Have Kat. How old is Kat now?
Kat is now 3, and the little one's 3 months.
Oh, my God. So Kat is 3, and Olivia.
She is,
and that's your husband.
Yes.
Awesome.
That's
what
David.
A beautiful family, and her
Thank
husband,
you.
David. I follow Kat, too. You guys, Kat is a mega superstar. Follow her at Kat and Oli.
Kat is a character.
Yeah. Next
something.
Time, she's coming for an interview.
She is. She was
way.
Supposed to come today, but it was her nap time.
Yeah,
so
cranky
next
nap
time.
Time.
For sure.
Yeah. Mommy's no. So let's talk about routine, but also I want you to dive into how you balance the wife, mother, all of that. Because, girl, I don't know how you do it. Like, I'm single with no kids, and I barely keep up. How do you do it? How do you have time for everything? Like, that's one of my main questions.
Okay, so I get this question a lot, and I think definitely it goes back to routine, like the first
routine.
Word
Routine. Type A personality, right?
Yes.
You are type A.
I have to have everything, like, just organized.
Oh.
I might not have it organized on paper, but it's all organized in my head, and I have to stick to a routine to make sure that I have time for everything, that I'm not lacking as a wife, that I'm not lacking as a mom, you know, that I'm not lacking as a business owner, and just kind of, I have to dial it all in. So I think one of my, like, most simplest advice is don't waste your day. don't waste. I don't watch TV, and to me, like, it's just not a crucial part. And if I do, it's a leisurely activity for mm-hmm. me, and I have nothing else going on. But if I could watch TV, then that means I should be working on my blog. I should be, you know, like, doing something in the house or cooking or prepping food or just
that's huge.
That simple thing of on in and of its own, I think, is like a. It's a big thing.
So you don't binge watch or like watch anything?
If I do, yeah. I binge watch. If I heard it as a great show, me and my husband will binge watch it like for 3 days and then it's out of my system.
Yeah.
You know, I love being entertained, but at the same time, like my priorities are different now.
What's the last show you binge watched? I have to ask.
The last show I binge watched was probably Scandal.
Scandal's amazing.
I love Scandal. Yeah. I did that and How to Get Away with Murder was another. Mm-hmm. Like, and you have, what is it, Shonda Rhimes?
Yeah, Shonda. Yeah. Well, check out also Big Little Lies. It's on HBO.
I heard that's amazing. Yeah. That's awesome, I heard that's too. Amazing.
Wow, so no TV. Okay, continue.
Yeah, so if I do TV, it's really just late night and I'm binge watching, you know?
Okay.
I don't do it throughout the day. I don't watch, like, average just TV shows throughout the day. I just don't make time for that.
Yeah.
So I know some people are like, well, sometimes you want to just kind of get away. Mm-hmm. And I do, but I do that through my books. So I love to read. Yeah.
And I know your favorite book is The Seat of the Soul.
Yes.
Right.
Which
I still have to read.
Why do you love it so much? You know what? It kind of touches areas of your mind and your heart and your soul that you didn't know you had access to.
Wow.
For me. That one and A New Earth from Eckhart Tolle. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's just like, for me, it's like, yeah. I want to be not just inspired, but I want to like be like, I want to change from the inside out. So,
well, also the Power of Now.
Yes. I love Power of Now.
And I know you are reading one of my favorite authors, Robert Greene.
Which one? I'm so bad with
48 Laws of Power.
Oh, and, yes. Okay.
Laws of Human Nature.
Yes.
So Epic book.
Yes.
Yes.
I read a few chapters of 48 Laws of Power and I was like, this is very different than what I've normally read.
Yeah.
It's the opposite side of, you know, like...
He gives a lot of history. It's a lot.
Yeah. So I try to read different types of book to get different types of perspectives, good, bad, positive, negative, where people are coming from mentally, the people that you surround yourself with. So I feel like that's a little bit more like fulfilling for me than TV watching. So
when do you read?
At nights.
So when you put the babies to sleep. Okay.
Yes. So my daily routine will be wake up. Drink your lemon water.
Lemon water. She even squeezes it in.
Yes. And I do this all the time on Instagram just to, like, remind people and, like, inspire them to do it every single day just to get your stomach activated and going.
To add, I do vinegar. I do...
That's great, too. Apple cider vinegar.
Yeah. With the mother in it.
Oh, that's amazing. Mm-hmm. See, apple cider vinegar, I can't.
Yeah,
so
it's heavy on you. It's hard.
So good for you for doing it. No, like just the smell for me.
Yeah, it's
I die.
A lot. Yeah. Okay, so your water.
So I do my lemon water and I'll make breakfast. And luckily my husband is on my health kick as well for the past month now. So we both do super healthy, just simple breakfasts that are easy just to eat and go.
Mm-hmm.
I prep my kids in the morning. I have the babysitter come and I go to my LC office.
Okay.
I work. Normally, my child is in school 3 times a week.
Cat, three times a week. Mm-hmm. Okay. What are her hours? Is it like until
noon? It's from 9 to 3. So
I usually
drop her off to school.
Yeah.
I go to work. I get as much as I can possibly done by 2:30. And then I go pick her up, come home, and then start my cooking. And spending time with her, maybe going out for a walk with them. I don't really like do any house chores while they're awake, and then when they're asleep, that's when I'll do it so I can spend time with them.
Wow.
So it's just, you know, every day is different, you know, but if you have a routine,
yeah,
it just kind of helps you kind of sharpen that routine every single day.
What habit have you picked up, I want to say, in the last 3 or 4 years that has improved your life? A habit or behavior or insight?
I don't know if it's so much a habit, but I've learned to not be, I don't know, I don't take a lot of things personally, which is a really big part of our daily lives.
Every day.
So if I hear good news, if I hear bad news, good or bad, I grasp it, I take it, and I live through it, and I move on.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, happiness, that whatever happened is not going to be the same a week from now.
Yes.
Even the sadness isn't. So I feel like that would... 3 years ago, it would determine my day.
Wow.
Now it doesn't affect my day.
How powerful
sense.
Is that? You've evolved so much where it's like, that's not going to faze me. I'm moving forward with my life.
Yep, exactly. Wow. And good or bad. Because sometimes when good things happen and the next day it doesn't, you're like miserable because a good thing just happened yesterday.
Yeah.
And you can't, you know. So you kind of have to take it, appreciate it, and understand it, really, and just kind of move
on. And let it go.
Yeah. And I think it helped me with my daily life and just who I am as an individual.
And how do you deal with cultural pressures and pressures moving forward? Like, we're Armenian, we're so proud of our heritage and all of that. But sometimes being busy and trying to make time for it all, how do you, like, is there any pressures you deal with or you had to crack through to making it to this level of your career?
I used to, especially before I met David. Before I met my husband, I feel like I would get that pressure a lot because in the Armenian community, you know, career is great, but like you need to get married, you know?
All the time. With me. When are you having kids? Like, I'm not married yet, you guys.
Right? Or, you know, when you have the first one, when is the second one coming? And you're not even, I didn't even deliver Olivia and they're asking, are you going to have a third one? I'm like, hold on.
Yeah.
Everything has its time. So you do deal with that pressure, I think. But the most important thing is I have a very supportive, understanding husband and supportive, understanding parents. Because my parents saw my daily life and routine. They know how hard I work. My husband sees that. So the people who see it, they're supportive of it.
They understand that why would you not value yourself and love yourself to settle with someone just to marry versus thriving your career and meet your perfect match. Which you did.
And I did when I, and you know, did. Least expect it.
Yeah. So. And we even talked about it earlier before how you were a happy 29.
Yeah.
You weren't like, my God, I have to get married. No, you were pushing it.
I was pushing my career.
Yeah.
I was taking advantage of the time that I do have to pursue and push myself to, you know, the limits, endless limits. Because I was doing it all for myself. I was doing it for my family. I was doing it for my future. And I had no responsibilities. I didn't have a child or a husband. Yeah. But, yeah.
Any advice to young Armenian girls kind of working towards makeup, but also working towards a career if they feel pressured into marriage or whatever it is? What would you tell them?
You know, it's very hard to not let the pressure affect you. It's very hard to kind of... I'm not listening. I'm kind of doing, and people don't mean it in a bad way. They want the best for you, you know?
Of course.
But, I think that if you want to pursue makeup, if you want to pursue fashion, whatever it is, I'm not the person that believes in like the starving artist, like quit your day job and just go do that. I had to work double time.
Hustle on the side to pay your bills.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would take 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m. clients before I would go to my job at Disney and work 9 to 5 and then come home, take 2 more clients. So you have to double time to prove to your parents, to prove to your significant people around you, like, look, I'm going to work hard. And look at how it's flourishing.
Mm-hmm.
So once it flourishes and people see the results, then they understand what you're doing, you know?
Because you're all about personal fulfillment.
Yeah.
And as a woman, that's so important, especially married now.
Very.
It's like you still need to feed your soul. Doesn't matter if you're a wife or mom.
It doesn't matter because you will feel empty if you're just kind of, if you're not doing what you want to be doing.
Wow.
Regardless of how much support you have, you know?
Gosh, Lilit, you're so amazing.
Thank you.
Our chat is like blowing up right now.
Good question.
Milena Margarian says, thank you for having Lilit.
Oh, thank you.
And then I did my makeup with Lilit with Sam K. It was a fun photo shoot.
Oh my gosh,
and
all
of
so
that.
Long ago.
Yeah, oh my God, it's so
cool. And that's another thing I would do. I would do photo shoots on the side.
Yes.
Didn't have clients and didn't have school.
when as your side hustle or just
just even that, even just to do like fun projects on the side.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull up this other question that we had. One of my followers had asked me right now. You guys, hold up. Okay, is late 30s too late to become a makeup artist? What advice would you have for someone like that who's looking for a career change? I really want Lila to answer.
It's never too late, in my opinion. I stopped doing it only because I had so much else going on in my life. Makeup is still like my passion. If I didn't have my brand, if I didn't have my family, 2 kids, if you have the support, I'm going to start there. If you have the support, if you do have a family and you do have kids, it's kind of hard. But if you have the support, you have a mom or a babysitter watching the kids, then why is it too late? I have different age groups coming to my classes, and people always ask, like, hey, everyone wants to be a makeup artist. How do you feel about that? Well, not everyone makes it because not everyone's passion is in it.
True.
So if you want to become a makeup artist, in your mid to late 30s, it's all about just working towards it, mm-hmm. like really focusing and really taking advantage of social media, taking advantage of the opportunity, the free opportunity that mm-hmm. you have out there. Mm-hmm. Networking. If you just take all the right necessary steps, then I don't think people... Would you care how old someone is as long as they do great makeup?
Absolutely not.
No. So... You know,
give me that beat and I'm out.
That's it. So
as long as my selfie looks good.
That's all we care about,
care
right?
I 70.
Exactly. Whether it's in your home, whether it's in at a salon, it doesn't matter.
So. Yeah. Well, another question is relating to that is, for someone starting out, how do you build clients? For a new makeup artist, how mm-hmm. does one get clients, and what kind of advice would you give to that?
I want to say start with your friends.
Friends.
You know, start doing your friends' makeup. Obviously, we're not charging our friends unless you get so busy at some point where you feel the need to. But, you know, start with your friends. Do your friends' makeup. Have your friends post their photos, tag you. That's where I started. All my clients just started tagging me, like, oh, I love my makeup. Thank you, Makeup by Lilith. And that's where it kind of started, like, feeding into my mm-hmm. social media. And then it was networking, right? Just being able to do, like, just reach out to someone, like, hey, I'd love to do your makeup for free. Would you mind tag me?
All that tagging. Every tag is 5 followers.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, at least.
It
at
really
least.
Is.
So it's just, and it doesn't have to be someone big. It could be someone with 100 followers. It's 100 people.
That is so true. And well, because on social media, you have a very, very strong presence. You guys, she has like 1 million followers.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not even going to ask you about your DMs. Like, I don't know how many DMs you get.
You know, I get tons and tons a day. And sometimes I'm able to, like, when I have spare time, I'll go through it and I'll just kind of try to answer as many people as I can. Or share as much as I can, but, like, I can't obviously get through all of them. But
do you handle your social media?
I do.
So it's you.
I do,
you don't even have someone else posting it for you.
No.
Oh, my God.
It's me. I have a lot of, what do you call it? I have control issues.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to be...
Privacy issues,
no,
too.
No, not privacy. It's more like I want my language to be... In the photo.
Your authentic voice.
I want my authentic voice to be heard, and I think people will notice when, you know, I did try, like, the little photo shoots here and there, and it was just not as effective as, like, real-time, you know, presence.
Yeah. Well, and social media is also a very double-edged sword, right?
So yes.
What's your aspect on that? Because I know Kat's very involved, too. I know mm-hmm. you navigate her account, which is amazing.
Yes.
Her pictures at Alfred's Coffee. Like, you guys have to follow Kat and Ollie.
She was so on point. It was so fun. She did better than me.
Right? You're like, who's daughter
are you? I took all day for, like, an outfit shot. This little girl had, like, 2 shots. I was like, we're done.
Oh,
we're
my
done.
God. It's like, where'd you come from?
I know.
But how do you navigate her page? How do you feel about, like, her being on social media? And also, how do you balance your own life with social media? Because you expose a lot, but mm-hmm. how do you handle all that?
Okay, so obviously I expose everything that I want to. Mm-hmm. I expose things that I feel are either going to inspire you or you're going to... Mm-hmm. It's not things that, like... You know, we all have issues, and if I do have an issue, I'll bring it out in a positive way on social media. Kat, I kept her away from social media the first few months of our life. I was, like, fighting it. I was fighting it.
You're
and then
dying to post,
I was like, I want to, but, like, I don't want to. Who's following me? What's happening? I was scared to kind of put her out there.
Yeah.
And then I realized, you know what? Social media is our future, and as long as you do it the right way, you do it tastefully.
Gary Vee, baby. Gary Vee.
You got to kind of be ahead of the game.
You have to.
And I don't know where social media will lead her, but it does build a lot of I've had a lot of positive enforcements
feedback,
around her. Like, people just message Kat's DMs all the time, like, we look forward to her posts. It makes my day when I'm having a bad day. Like, I look at Kat's posts and it makes me so happy, and it's just, you know, you can definitely use it in a positive way, and if you do it in the right way, helping other moms, like, this is what I use, these are the products, just kind of being able to connect on another level and use it the right way, mm-hmm. then there's no reason we should be afraid of it, right? We should only be afraid if we feel like there's nothing we shouldn't show, we're showing it anyway.
Absolutely. And I know you're also a favor of no screen days, right? Because I myself, there's days like this weekend, no screen. I'm like, I'm turning it off.
Yep.
So you balance it out where it's like you give the people what they want.
Yes.
Because it is the future. If we don't evolve, we're set back.
Exactly.
We don't grow. And I don't know if you follow Gary Vee. I love Gary Vee.
He's
a huge, huge entrepreneur. You should follow him.
Okay.
He talks about how social media is king. If your business doesn't have it right now, it's not going to thrive.
That's number one.
You
number
know,
one.
Hima Issa.
Yeah, yeah.
In Armenian, I just
take
said.
It.
It is what it is in Armenian,
and you gotta
you
take
guys.
It.
Hima Issa.
Awesome. Sounds like our moms. Exactly.
Right? And it's so funny how our moms have Facebook right now. Yeah. Like, they scroll down.
Oh, my God. My mom is on Instagram. She's moved up from Facebook.
No.
Yeah,
my mom wants Instagram. I'm like, Mom, stay in your lane.
Stay in your lane.
Not yet. No, no, no.
Oh, my God. She used to troll my trolls.
Are you
And
serious?
I had to teach her, like, Mom, I just ignore. I don't need you to
the best
build.
Advice.
I don't need you to build on this, like, whatever they're saying. I don't need you to, I could just ignore. I could delete. I could move on with my day. And by doing that for a while, I don't have trolls anymore.
Best advice is to ignore the trolls. Yeah. But any advice for people who deal with bullying on Instagram or social media, all the, quote, haters, what do you do?
Honestly, don't let it affect you. These people don't know you.
Yeah.
You know, you're judged by people that don't know you. So why do you care about someone who's judging you that doesn't know you?
What about someone you know, though?
You know, at that point, you don't want that person in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, if they're going to be a negative influence in your life, if they're going to down-talk everything that you're doing, then why do you need that person in your life? In a personal matter.
Dropping gems, you guys. That's so true.
I'm sorry.
Fulfill your life. Grow your garden. Pour it into positive stuff and just let it flow and grow.
Yeah, and they can exist there.
Yes.
But you don't need to bring them in your personal space.
Awesome. You're so good. I love your wisdom.
Thank you.
You're awesome.
I'm learning a lot every single day.
No.
You know, and every experience is a learning experience.
We love you. The Armenian community loves you.
Thank you.
Know, our chat's booming. One more question before we get into Elsie.
Yes.
I wish we had 3 hours to talk, by the way.
We probably could.
For a coffee session. We could talk forever. Okay, so let's see. Who was it? Arina is asking, will you ever do bridal makeup again?
You know, I wish, but probably not. And the problem with that is that bridal makeup, they need to book these things in advance.
Okay.
That was the reason I stopped doing makeup, because it was very hard for me to coordinate my life around clients when I had a business and kids and a husband. Like, it was just very hard for me to... My clients were my priority for the longest time, for 15 years.
Wow.
You know, and then
15 years.
Yeah, and they were booking me a year in advance. So imagine, you don't know what you have going on a year from now. You have no idea what's going on a year from now. And, you know, a year from now, I'd have opportunities, whether it would be for my PR agency to fly out to New York and do desk side meetings, whether it's, you know, my child being sick all night and me not being, you can't call in sick.
Yeah.
So, you know, I started to get really paranoid about, like, letting control go from my family, and I needed
instability.
That. Yeah. So luckily we have a team of amazing girls at Lilith's Makeup Studio. Who more than half are trained by me, and the ones that aren't, we just all learn from each other. And they're all so talented. So that's why I was comfortable leaving the market, because I was like, we have so much talent now out there, and I want them to flourish.
You are your company. You are who you hire.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I'm a big believer in that.
Yeah.
So you test them out. You're like, okay, she's fine. Just down on her own feet.
Yeah.
But so the Lilith Studio, no, it's called Lilith's Makeup Studio.
Yes.
That's right. It's located in Sherman Oaks, right?
Yes. Okay. On Ventura Boulevard.
Get your hair and makeup done, microblading, all that good stuff. So let's talk about Elsie, how Elsie came about. I know it has something to do with Kat, right? And her middle name or something. So
actually, the brand came first, and then I named Kat's middle name Elsie, because I just felt like at that point, you know, when I thought about Elsie, I was like, I like the name Elsie. Mm-hmm. And when I have a daughter, her name is going to be Elsie.
Such a cute
so
name.
I just, in my head, I knew that I was going to have a child and name them after my brand, because I want them to build, like, have, it's their future, you know?
Yes, so, Kim K.
Yeah.
That's how you do it.
You gotta think about it later, you know?
Branding, of course.
That's why Olivia was kind of like, we had two, three different names, and I was like, Kat and Ollie. That sounds like a brand. That's it. It's staple,
I was telling
you know?
My sister-in-law today when she was doing my makeup. I'm like, Kat and Ollie, such an amazing name.
Right?
I don't know, maybe clothes or something.
Yeah,
I don't
it
know.
Just sounded so brandy. And I was thinking about all these other names. I was like, no, it has to make sense together.
Yeah.
And, you know, I might be crazy, but I'm an entrepreneur. And I think about a lot of things for the
Very
future.
Very strategic.
Yeah.
Girl, you're amazing.
Thank you.
Yes.
So, when I first decided to have the brand, there was a million names that I thought about. And, you know, at the end of the day, I was like, you know, if your brand is good, it doesn't matter. Your brand name could be Pillow.
Yeah.
And as long as you make Pillow what it is that you want, like, the brand will grow.
Yeah.
So Elsie are my initials, right? Elsie for Lilith Cardania.
Oh.
And then I looked it up. It meant in Latin to be unique. So I was like, this is it. This is what it's going to be called. So I...
Which is your Instagram bio, right?
Yes.
That little word.
Yep, it became our slogan. Be unique, be you.
I do my homework.
You've done your homework. Seriously. It's amazing.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So you thought about LC, and what was like your initial first step? How do I do this? Like, as far
as... Oh my gosh.
Crazy.
I get that question, like, how do I start my own brand? Yeah. I was like, when I started, I had no idea, because back then it wasn't that common to start your own brand as like a smaller person, right? Like, mm-hmm. smaller person mean compared to like NARS and MAC and all these bigger brands. So I Googled. I literally Googled.
Your best friend, I swear.
I swear to God.
Google
I was like,
it.
Just Google stuff. I was like, cosmetics brand in cosmetics labs in LA. And I came across like 3-4.
Wow.
And I went, I was like, hey, I want to meet with you. I just called him, met with him. I was like, okay, can you show me what your capabilities are? And, you know, you tested out what, you know, these labs had to offer.
Wow.
And then you find one that was like, hey, you know, I connected with this lab.
Yeah.
I like the stuff that they create. I believe in what they believe
in. You took your time.
Yeah, I took my time. It took 2 years to launch the first product.
2 years.
Yeah. It took a year to plan. Yeah. And by the time it launches, it takes 2 years.
Your products are very detailed, and you
yes.
can tell, like, it's... Won't toss them. I love how I'm talking in Armenian right now.
I'm sure they all understand.
I'm sure they all understand. Like, I can tell you take a lot of time and
yeah.
energy on your products. Like, on my face today, my sister-in-law, she used the minimalist
oh,
palette.
Nice.
And the glow thing.
The glow enhancer.
Yeah, the glow enhancer.
Good job, Greta.
Right? So, every product takes forever, right?
Yeah.
And I know we're launching those on Wednesday.
Yay.
And I know my producer will pull it up right now, right over there.
There it is.
Perfect. So, let's talk about what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can do a cute little demo
yeah,
on me, or
I can
you on me.
Do a
yeah.
little.
So what's launching on Wednesday? Let's tell all
so
of our
Wednesday,
people
So on Wednesday, we are launching our setting powders. They come in 4 shades.
Yes.
And when I say 4 shades, they're very universal shades, meaning there's a mixture of colors, and it's so sheer that you're not going to have crazy coverage. So you just want a sheer glow of color, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you set in your makeup with it. So that way, with translucent powder all over your face, you're not looking so matte. You're still setting in your face with powder.
Oh.
Has a little bit of a color. Has a little bit of a glow. And you can use different parts of the powder. So if you wanted to highlight underneath your cheekbones a little bit, just softly. And then you can contour a little bit. Just, you use different parts of it. But you can just kind of mix it together. Also comes with a little puff. So you can retouch throughout your day. Without getting cakey, because it's not a foundation powder. It's just like a sheer setting powder. And it gives the most natural, beautiful glow. I can try it on you
yeah,
if you want.
Yeah, do
we'll
it.
Do.
I'll come a little closer.
I think you're going to be medium.
I know we're mic'd up, but I'm going to like... Scooch in. I know my producer's
okay.
going to get mad, but
I'm going to just like reach over, okay?
Reach over.
I'm just...
You're okay?
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks, J-Lo. I'm just trying to like move.
So I'm just
okay.
going to take a fluffy brush.
Okay.
I'm just going to swirl into all the shades.
Yes.
And then what you're just going to do is you're really just
going to
pat. Oh my
god, it smells
pat.
So good.
Doesn't it smell
like
good?
Like caramel macchiato or something.
Yeah. It smells amazing.
Oh, it's so strong.
And then
strong
you
though.
Just, you retouch, but it never, you know, sometimes with powder, when you the more you retouch,
yeah.
the cakier it gets throughout the day.
But this doesn't do
this
that.
This doesn't do that because it's so sheer. It just mattifies it, but it doesn't make you look matte,
ooh,
if that makes sense.
Camera ready.
Yay.
You really mean universal when you
I
mean
do.
Universal.
You know what? With my brand, it's all about simplifying makeup because there's so much out there. If I'm confused, you better believe consumers are confused. So, you know, it's really important to be able to create tools that I would use that as an
on
artist.
Yourself, yeah.
That I would use it myself, that I would use as an artist, I would use in my kit, but it's
wow.
so easy for you to pick it up and not wonder, well, what color am I? You're either light, medium, tan, or dark. Here's a universal bronzer
oh
or powder
gosh.
That you can just kind of set
how
in your
do I
skin
look?
With.
Is it good?
You look beautiful.
Perfect.
It just looks so healthy. It's just a healthy glow, and you can use it on its own over primer just to have like a light, healthy
wow.
glow throughout the day that just evens out your skin texture.
And do you ask your fans or family or anyone before creating a product,
mm-hmm.
or it's like, this is what I want, this is what I'm doing, leave me alone?
Both. I listen to my fans
yeah.
and they're like, we need you to come out with this, and we need you to come. I'm listening to all of them. May not be responding, but I'm listening to all of it. I'm incorporating all of their opinions and their thoughts, and I know what with my customers, I knew what they were confused with.
Yeah.
So I knew their
you
confusion
knew.
With like okay, I have this contour kit. I was like, oh, how do you like it? I don't really know what to do with it yet, so I haven't touched it. It's been a month I've had it. I'm like, okay. People are really confused about it. Oh, I'm using this bronzer. Mm-hmm. Oh, what do you think? I think it's, like, way too dark for your skin tone, you know? So it was just, like, creating four different bronzers to make sure it's easier for people to, like, pick their color, choose their color.
It's very good that you're very open and positive to constructive criticism.
Absolutely.
That's how you have to be. Especially as a CEO, business owner, mm-hmm. you have to listen to them whether they like it or not.
Right. And you know, you just like you have trolls for your, as an influencer, you're going to have it for your brand. And the people who follow us are like our best. They're the best customers, you know, and they know what we're creating before we even create it. Like that's how well they've follow the brand and they know what to expect from us. And the people that don't, like, you know, Trend Mood will post a lot of cosmetics from different companies, whoever's launching. Those are the people that don't follow us. So if they don't understand, they're like, I don't understand this pattern. And why would she, you know, but at the same time, that's the criticism I don't care for.
Yeah.
I care for the criticism of the people who are open to the idea of trying something new or respect the brand or respect me as an artist.
And what you're doing is solving a problem with your business. Yes. And that's what every business guru says. Yeah. It says when you open a business, whatever it is, make sure you're solving a problem. It's simple, it's universal for moms, for wives, single people, whatever you are.
Yep.
It fits for all of the above.
Right.
Wow. Exactly.
Just to simplify it, but like, you know, the description with my brand is, you know, creating products for the average consumer with a pro artist in mind.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we recently launched with Ulta last
month. Yes, congrats!
Thank you! We're
in
so
the
excited.
Store online.
Online only.
Okay, well, soon store,
and
you know.
We'll see. Yeah, yeah, hopefully.
Manifesting
we'll
it.
Yeah.
Manifesting
right?
it.
Right? And, you know, we got two responses that said, oh my God, I'm so offended. What does she mean, the average consumer? And I'm like,
really?
You just didn't read the rest of the sentence that said, with a pro artist in mind.
Yes.
Meaning any non-makeup artist.
Yeah.
To be able to
like me.
Apply
I'm
like
not
a makeup
artist.
So
but
that's
I can do
what
it
meant on the average consumer. But again, you kind of take the criticism, you take the good with the bad.
Yeah. So it's online at Ulta,
yes.
and it's at lc.com,
yes.
which is incredible.
lccosmetics.com.
lccosmetics.com.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for the future of LC.
Thank you.
We
have a lot of amazing things coming out.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, I'm constantly inspired by the people who are following us and supporting us, and we're listening to you all.
We are listening, and I'm actually listening to you guys right now and to answer just a few more questions. Your favorite makeup moment or your favorite makeup artist? How would you respond to that?
Ooh, I'd have to say my favorite makeup artist is probably Mario, for sure.
Oh,
he
God,
just has a touch.
So good.
It's a touch, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody can replicate it, but it's just he has a special touch. So I really admire him, and he's been in the industry as long as I have. So I admired him back then,
back
before
day.
So many makeup artists came along. So I still stand strong by him.
Awesome. And your favorite makeup moment? It can be anything.
You know, I've done a lot of amazing bridal.
Oh, bridal.
Yeah. Bridal was my thing. I loved doing bridal makeup because I loved the way I made them feel about
their
day.
Special
so,
day.
Yeah. So I can't even pinpoint one because I've had a lot of amazing brides where just they leave happy, I'm happy, and it's just beautiful moments.
Awesome. And your favorite three makeup products that you have in your bag right now or something you can't live without? That's a hard one, too.
Okay, that
you
is
have a lot of stuff.
Well, for my makeup, that is tricky because I'd say if you take anything with you, take a mascara. Like, that's my thing.
Mascara
and a lip balm that, you know, is coming soon. So,
what?
Yeah,
did we just get an LC exclusive?
You did.
We got
an
exclusive.
No one knows about that.
Extra, extra.
We just plugged it into our line this year.
I love it. I use Maybelline right now, the baby lips.
Oh, I love baby lips.
So, amazing. Do LC, I'll start buying LC.
Okay. it's a treatment and a lip balm, so it's an amazing product. So I feel like these two things are essential for our bag and a setting powder that you can retouch throughout the day when you get shiny. So I feel like I would definitely go with those three if there's anything in your makeup bag.
You think of everything.
I try. try. I think of things that, like, what do I need?
Personally,
what do I need? What do people around me need? I listen to my sisters. I listen to, I have a lot of artists at the studio. So they give me a lot of, hey, look, you should do this, because I feel like with clients, we can't find a product that does this.
Right.
And I take that personal, and I run
I'm
with
telling
it.
You, personal yeah. testimony just yeah. wins. What 100%. Do you want as a human?
Yes.
Even like with Instagram, or when we post things, sometimes when you read a caption, you're like, okay, this makes no sense. Let's make it more simpler for the follower to read. I think exactly. it's the same with building products.
Absolutely.
Wow.
We try to simplify even the way you use it, you know, like shimmer shadows. Not everybody knows to wet their brush or use a cream base. So, you know, I came out with the jewels, which you can use with a finger and it goes on without a base. So it's just simplifying the application of it for everybody.
And what about makeup advice for young girls? Maybe cat or a little bit older, or maybe like preteen, if they really want to play with makeup, what's your advice for younger girls out there?
You know, I feel like definitely cat's a little too young, but I do have nieces who are 15 and 13, Natalie and Nicolette. They're going to be really excited. I just said their name.
Yay!
And, you know, my niece is going through that right now. She's trying to get into makeup, and I realized and I learned
she
that
is?
She is. She
All
loves
the
makeup.
Family, you guys.
Yeah. She loves makeup, and I think, you know, my advice to her is always just go minimal, because a little bit goes a long way for someone who's never worn makeup before.
Of course.
So you don't need to do what we do. You already, you know, you're beautiful as is, and it's just, if you want to put on some mascara to make your eyes look bigger and put on a lip balm or a lip gloss, I think, you know, just starting simple so that it doesn't look like you grew up overnight.
That is so true. Yeah. Kind of like staying in your age zone, making like baby steps.
Yeah, and it's okay to do things, but take baby steps.
And also thinking about your skin, too, because, you know, skincare is so important.
So important.
I mean, what's your nighttime routine like?
Ooh,
like, tell
girl,
me.
Girl, time.
I mean, not really. But
like, we have like I'll five, give you the download later.
Give me a minute.
No, I do. I'm very active. I'm very active on my IG stories with, like, a lot of my skincare.
Yes.
And my blog will be up and running soon, too. And then I'll break it down on there. I feel like it's constantly changing. But I definitely have a routine every night. You want to do your serums, your oils, your... night creams or eye creams, and I'm just very consistent with skincare. And the older I'm getting, the more I'm like, oh man, I wish I started this when I was 20. But you know, I also have an Armenian mom who like, I used your glow enhancer today. Look at me, you know, and she's happy that she used it one day. And I'm like, mom, you gotta use it every day because it has like anti aging benefits and
consistency.
You know, she thinks her wrinkles went away overnight. She believes it because I made it. You know?
Oh my god! And that's what I love about you. You really incorporate the family.
I do.
It's a family business, whether it's like uncles, you know, brother-in-laws or whatever that it is. I love that. Yeah. Like, you thrive together.
We do. Definitely.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, I got all my sisters involved in makeup and now they're talented artists themselves. And, you know, it's nice to, like, be able to create something that is a future for all of us, really.
So, one other person said, you should start a podcast.
Oh,
have you ever thought about that?
I have thought about that. I get that a lot, actually, because I talk a lot.
Yeah.
And I get this from my husband and my younger sister, Armina, all the time. They're just like, you talk so much. I'm like, I don't. I barely talk.
It's incredible. I love it.
But then I don't stop talking when I start. And I feel like I have so much to say all the time that I almost want to start a podcast.
Do
but
it.
Then I'm like, do people care about another podcast? So that's one thing that maybe later.
No, it's the same thing if someone wants to start makeup, right?
Yeah, yeah. People... I think it's just so out of my realm that I'm just like, do I go there, you know?
And
maybe.
Will you be at
BeautyCon? If there's a demand.
If there's a demand,
BeautyCon. So I will be at BeautyCon.
Yay!
It's kind of under the covers right now, but I will be there with Ulta.
Awesome.
And Elsie will be there as well, so I'm very excited. This is the first time Elsie's going to be there. It's the first time I'm going to be there. So
that's huge.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it. Yeah.
Where do you see Elsie going in 5 years? Like, I know you take it day by day.
Yeah.
You live in the moment. All that good stuff. What's your dream to manifest for Elsie?
I really want Elsie to be distributed more globally.
Globally.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I think that's our biggest. Problem right now. It's the lack of being able to, you know, distribute everywhere and make sure that it's, you know, done the right way.
Right way.
Yeah, you know, make sure it's the right stores, the right partners,
mm-hmm.
the legalities of everything. It's just it's a challenging task.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope within 5 years we can be, you know, distributed globally, because we don't ship globally.
You don't U.S.
And yeah, so even though we have a huge fan base across the world, they can't get it. So that's our biggest challenge right
now. Well, Shark Tank, we're coming for you.
Hey, not a bad idea.
Shark Tank's huge.
Okay.
You know, you never
I've
know.
I've had a few friends go to Shark Tank, and it was actually great branding.
You have the numbers. Branding. I'm sure you'll figure it out, whatever you do. But
I'm going to take that home with me. I'm going to sleep with that.
Yeah, do your homework and apply, and let's get it going.
Okay.
But, I think LC globally will thrive. And as fans, as clients, we will do all our best to keep feeding it and growing it.
Honestly, my fans have been, the best supporters I could ever ask for. They're just... They inspire me to continue to grow. And without them, I wouldn't even have the brand. So I'm very appreciative of my followers there.
Wow.
Seriously.
Before my last question, any message to your fans and friends watching or your supporters?
Oh, my gosh. My supporters, I don't even know where to start because I'm just so thankful. And I don't even know how to, repay that. You
lipstick
know what
for
I mean?
Everyone.
Right?
Oprah.
I mean, BeautyCon will have a lot of goodies. Okay. Listen, Oprah is my dream, my goal person. Oh my God, she is just like the most inspirational person ever. She does so much, so it makes you think like, why can't I do more?
Watch Super Soul Sunday. I'm sure you do. Sometimes.
I do.
Yeah,
I listen to the podcast Sunday. Yeah, Super Soul Conversations.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She's everything. Oh. So, I say that so leaving off on that note, just constantly surround yourself with influential, supportive, positive people and things, whether it be TV, whether it be podcasts, whether it be your friends, whether it be family, whether it be social media.
Mm-hmm.
And follow people that inspire you. Don't follow people that oh God, I wish I could do that, and makes you miserable and throughout your day. Find people that inspire you and be that person. Be just as much of an inspiration to the people around you, because they want to be around positive people.
Be an example to people and act like how you would want someone to treat you, and satisfy your soul and work on yourself. Wow, you're so inspirational.
Thank you.
Oh my
gosh. You're such a sweetheart, and these are amazing questions, and I feel like
you're
we
so
understand
awesome.
Each other because we read a lot of similar books, and I think that makes a really big difference.
Because you read, you open your mind, and you understand there's different ways of looking at life.
Yes.
And you truly understand to live your life for yourself.
Yes.
Okay, we have to wrap up.
Okay.
Last question.
Yes.
If you had a choice to have your own billboard on Sunset Avenue, what message would it say? Can't be a commercial, can't be an ad. What would it say on that billboard?
Elevate yourself. I think that would be the core of everything that I do.
Elevate
whether it be
yourself.
Cosmetics, whether it be for my child, whether it be for me, just elevate yourself and always try to be a better person.
Evolve and grow.
Evolve and grow.
That's
awesome. Evolve and grow. I like that.
And where can everyone find you on Instagram, social media?
I am pretty much everywhere. There is social media. So Lila Cardanian, my name, last name. And I'm not as active on Twitter as I'd like to be. We were just talking about
that.
Sorry, hard.
Twitter. We're getting there.
I'm more visual than this, We're getting there, Twitter.
Once every 3 months,
I'm trying, but I'm everywhere. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Instagram.
Snapchat. You were on Snapchat.
I'm not as active on Snapchat as much either. I feel like everyone on Snapchat is following me on Instagram. That's where the balance comes in.
Yeah.
I kind of have to pick where I'm most active in. I think IG stories is I'm able to connect most in that way. So that's where I'm at.
That's awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you so
much. Thank you for having me.
For coming to the studio and bringing your amazing sister. And then the compact launches on Wednesday.
Yes, 10 a.m.
10 a.m. And we will love to have you back for future products.
To.
You're going to bring Kat into.
I am. I have to bring Kat next time.
Yes, awesome.
Yeah, she'd love that.
Yes, please, with the headphones. I will die if I see her. And you guys can follow me on Instagram at Louisa Charmatian and on Twitter at Lou Charmatian. I'm also on Facebook. And until then, we will see you next time, you guys.
Bye. Thank you for watching. And thank you.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.